We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, right now, we shift to international affairs, and Jim Phillips is with the Heritage Foundation. And Jim, I, as somebody who was working overseas in the Middle East when Iran was paying for individual terrorists to try to kidnap people like me, murder people like me, and then they would pay these people for doing it, I'm a little distressed that Joe Biden, who his entire adult life has always had Senate security or Secret Service protecting him, I'm really pretty mad that he is trying to re-engage with the Iranians. You think this can go anywhere with this guy in charge?
Well, I think you're right to be concerned, because not only is the Biden administration trying to re-engage with a terrorist regime, but it's using the alumni of the Obama administration, which originally negotiated the very seriously flawed Iran nuclear deal in 2015. Those same people are back in positions to negotiate, and that's why I'm very concerned about the outcome of these indirect talks in Vienna that currently are set to resume tomorrow.
And what is the Biden administration pushing at this stage?
Well, it publicly claims that it wants to move quickly back into the Iran nuclear deal, and then follow it up with another negotiation that will get rid of some of the loopholes and strengthen the very weak inspection provisions, mm-hmm. and push back some of the sunset clauses that sunset the key uranium enrichment restrictions after 15 years. And that deadline is now much closer than it was 6 years ago. So although the administration claims it's going to do a follow-up agreement, Iran adamantly rejects any renegotiation of the old deal because it knows it was a sweetheart deal from its point of view.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're enriching uranium outside of the parameters that were originally agreed to in the first place, aren't they? I mean, have we been able to verify that, or is... I don't think anybody can say with a straight face that they think the government of Iran is honest and abides by agreements. They've proven it over and over again for the last 50 years of my life. So why would we take their word for it now? Do we have a way to verify what they're doing that's breaking the deal already?
Well, we do know that Iran has violated many of the terms, including the level of stockpiles of enriched uranium that it is allowed to have. The International Atomic Energy Agency is still monitoring Iran's declared nuclear facilities. The problem is that Iran could hide away many of its activities and deny access to the inspectors. And indeed, it has rejected any inspections on its military bases, which is precisely where it is likely to hide some of its nuclear violations. So that's one of the problems with the deal. Another problem is that although the Obama administration claimed there would be anytime, anywhere inspectors, under the terms of the deal, Iran couldn't delay inspections for at least 63 days and possibly much longer, depending on how negotiations go within the Joint Commission. So I have argued that rather than go back to the old deal, the administration needs to make clear that it will not relieve sanctions until it gets a new deal. Otherwise, once the sanctions are released, Iran will dig in its heels, and that'll be the end of negotiations as far as Iran is concerned.
It's the only leverage that we've got at the moment. It was pretty important those were as tough as they were. Is Valerie Jarrett, you know, President Obama's main advisor, engaged in any of this? You know, I like to think the best of people who immigrate to the United States, and I am not one of these people who says, hey, you have to be born here with a legacy from England 400 years ago to be trusted and taken seriously. But she was born in Iran, and I used to bump into her in Washington when I lived in Washington on a pretty regular basis. And I have to tell you, I'm suspicious of her, and I wondered why there was such a fascination about engaging with a regime that clearly enables people to kill and terrorize Americans. Why would we be trying? What is the fascination with this particular regime? Why are we so interested in making nice with them instead of crushing them?
Well, I think back in the Obama administration that Valerie Jarrett may have been instrumental in convincing President Obama that he could be, say, the Nixon that went to China, and although he saw Iran as a possible country that the U.S. could engage with and at least develop a detente, if not an entente, with Iran. And I think that was way off base because it really obscured the ideological hostility of Iran, that the hardliners that rule the regime do not want better relations with the U.S., with the great Satan, which they think tempts young Iranians away from their very harsh, radical brand of what they consider to be pure Islam. Yeah. So, I mean, I think right from the beginning, the Obama administration misread the Iranian regime, and I fear that the Biden administration is following in its footsteps.
Yeah, maybe they're talking to the westernized diplomat community that likes having cocktails at the United Nations instead of talking to the people who actually rule that country, who have no interest in indulging Western civilization and would like to crush it. And we just got to be clear-eyed about that. I really appreciate it. Jim Phillips with the Heritage Foundation, thank you.
Thank you.